Thanks for listening to the Lakers Fast Break Podcast, part of the Hoopheads Podcast Network. Check out all their awesome basketball shows today at hoopheadspod.com. Of the Lakers Fast Break Podcast. It's Gerald Glassford coming right back at you here from Lakers Fast Break, Pop Culture Cosmos, Inside Sports, Fantasy Football, and Game Source. We truly appreciate everyone out there listening to all of our shows. And if you can, please give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Plus, if you can like, share, subscribe, follow, or do anything that you can to support us right here at the Lakers Fast Break, Pop Culture Cosmos, Inside Sports, Fantasy Football, Game Source, and wherever you get your podcast, the Hoopheads Podcast Network, it is sincerely appreciated. You know that sound you're hearing right now? It's a sound of a sigh of relief. Phew! From all Lakers fans and also from Frank Vogel. Because the Lakers, for most of the game, looked terrible against the Detroit Pistons. But it took some fighting by LeBron James and Isaiah Stewart, who really wanted to go ahead and kill LeBron James after a scuffle near the free throw line, after a free throw, and it looked pretty ugly at times because he really wanted to go after LeBron with a vengeance and had to be held back not once, not twice, but 3 times for both Isaiah Stewart and LeBron James. That meant an ejection, and things didn't look good as the Lakers fell down by as many as 16 points in the third quarter, but a strong fourth quarter, one of the best fourth quarters of the season for the Lakers, whether it's out of desperation, whether it's out of frustration, whatever you want to say, but a 37-17 fourth quarter comeback spurred on by Anthony Davis's 30 points, just a tremendous game from him. Also as well, adding in and chipping in with 26 was Russell Westbrook, who has got to stop three-pointers, and if he does, makes it a lot better for us if that's the case. But yes, 30 points, 10 rebounds, 5 block shots, 4 steals for Anthony Davis. Russell Westbrook with 26 points, 10 assists. And Carmelo Anthony with 5 three-pointers and 18 points. Dwight Howard even chipped in with 2 three-pointers and 13 points. My gosh, look at that. The stretch 5 Laker Tom has always been waiting for is here in Dwight Howard. And the Lakers, by the skin of their teeth, they did end up winning 121-116. And here today to talk about the game, first off, is the Magic Man indeed. He is our NBA historian here at Lakers Fast Break. It is Sean Grice. And Sean, great to have you here, my friend. Your quick thoughts on the game, your quick thoughts on the fight. And like I said, I think the biggest sigh of relief comes from Frank Vogel.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Sigh of relief is a good 3-word description for that game, Gerald. I can't add anything other than that. As far as the scuffle went, I mean, that's embarrassing to say the least for all parties. That's my summation of that. And yeah, as far as Vogel is concerned, I mean, he's got to have the luck of the Irish on him tonight because he needed all of it. He needed all of it.
Absolutely, and he needed every little trick in the book in order to get that fourth quarter out of it because it looked pretty bleak, and it looked like the individual that I'm going to speak to right now, who was really going to be mad, even more mad than Jamie and I, had they lost tonight, but they didn't, so he gets to breathe a sigh of relief. He is the mastermind behind Lakerholics.com. It is Laker Tom, and Laker Tom, again, it wasn't looking pretty until the fourth quarter, my friend, but the fourth quarter, they did play, and they did play well.
Well, you know, at this point in the season, and considering what's been happening with his team and the struggles that they've been going through, even baby steps are welcome, you know?
I'll take anything.
We'll take anything, and I'm at this point where I was really concerned in the first 3 quarters or first 2.5 quarters or whenever LeBron went out. This looked to me like the oldest I've seen LeBron look in any game that I've seen him play.
Well, I can tell you from the Boston game that the Boston announcers were commenting. At first, I thought maybe they're just saying out of cruelty, but they were saying without a doubt that this is the oldest that he looked as well. So
he looked like a guy who maybe came back too early on that abdominal strain. Those are the types of things that they're like lower backs. They affect so much of your physicality completely, from your ability to jump and land and to stretch and to reach and so forth. And you become almost like a stilt type person, you know, when you've got those types of injuries. And he looked like that tonight. I mean, that very first play where basically it could have easily been an offensive foul when he barged through the middle there. He reminded me of a running back that had just played one year too many. So that really concerned me. And so you can imagine how dismal I felt when LeBron, you know, and the refs called that play right. You know, I mean, that was he was fouled.
It was a cheap shot.
And then he retaliated and he hit him in the face and probably got him a couple stitches. And, you know, I can understand Isaiah Stewart's anger. You know, I mean, I remember one time I got into a fight with a guy on a basketball court because he had lowballed my son on a layup attempt. This was on a concrete court. And I threw punches, he threw punches, and everybody separated us apart. I was still mad as hell, and he holds out his hand to shake it, and I punched him. And it's just, you know, one of those things. It's the regrettable type of thing, and I'm sure Isaiah Stewart feels that way afterwards. I actually hope that LeBron says something like, you know, hey, that was my bad, you know, I apologize. And, you know, we'll see what happens. It seems like everybody's trying to get LeBron engaged in some sort of exchange, whether for whatever reasons, you know. I mean,
Remind me never to come up to you and wish you a good game.
Right, yeah, you know. That's not Stewart's bag. Stewart's had several run-ins, as they alluded to on the air. So, you know, he plays with passion, and I've always liked guys like that. I mean, he's, you know, I say what you will about the Lakers slumping and their inconsistent play and the ill-fitting roster and the fact that the two superstars, LeBron and AD, you know, when they play great, the rest of the team plays great. But when they don't play great, the rest of the team also doesn't play great. And that's really the whole problem right now, I think, is that LeBron and AD are not playing great. And
unless AD is playing against Cade Cunningham, that might be a different story. Right. We talked about how he looked horrible against Giannis. If he could play against Cade Cunningham, there you go.
Problem is that, and that's what we saw tonight, and this is what also concerns me a little bit, is that the Lakers coaches and front office don't seem to know what the problem is either, because Vogel starting the lineup he started tonight. I mean, I know we're getting killed in small ball, but we're going to go back to two bigs with Russell Westbrook in the starting lineup. And it's goofy. And what's scary about it is that we sit here thinking, you know, that, oh, Jesus. I mean, I've heard Jamie ask a dozen times, and I've asked it, and you've asked it, and Sean's asked it. What's wrong with this team? Well, the big problem is that the Lakers don't know what's wrong with this team. And they're the ones who have the inside information, who should have a grasp on saying that, you know, more and more, they want to play big. They want to play two bigs. If you want to play two bigs, then let's give all of our assets away and bring in Miles Turner and have some rim protection, have some defense, we could still play small ball with him. That's the thing that people have to understand. It's not a reversion of system and saying that we're giving up on 80 and a five, we're giving up on small ball, but you bring Turner in, you get an elite defender at center who can stretch the floor. And that allows Frank to play his two bigs. It allows LeBron to play at the three. It allows Anthony to play at the four. It solves all of those other problems. And you also get a young stud center who's only 25. I mean, he's 2 years younger than Anthony Davis is. So I don't know. The Lakers are confused, and their coaches are confused, and they don't know what the solution is. And it's probably, when you think about it, it's probably because the solution is LeBron and AD got to play better. You know, they got to dominate, and they're not dominating anybody, you know.
But it's also the commitment to defense. I think I told you this from the beginning of the season that it would be an issue. I didn't think it would be so much as far as the interior defense, but I certainly told you that the perimeter defense was awful from the get-go, and it was going to be an issue, and it's even worse than I had anticipated. I mean, the threes that they were hitting.
It's rim protection, too, because they shoot 60% at the rim against the Lakers.
And this is a definite problem. But you thought with
the highest in the league.
And you thought with AD there, it shouldn't be an issue. But again, that's been a problem the entire season.
It says AD's not playing like the AD we need. Oh, he played great in the fourth quarter. His defense in the fourth quarter was elite.
But we need to get four quarters from the entire team, and we're still not getting it. So that's a great concern. But again, the Lakers
We were lucky enough to get one quarter and win with one quarter.
Yeah, that we won with one quarter today, and it was a big one indeed.
This is Raphael from NBADraftJunkies.com, and you are listening to the Lakers Fast Break.
Check out what's been going on with the Pop Culture Cosmo Show and the PCC Multiverse. My last movie that I saw in the theaters was The Last Skywalker. I know, condolences to me.
Wow, man.
Right. I just had talked about that, and I completely forgot that I saw that movie.
Yes.
It doesn't speak great things about it, I suppose.
That's the Pop Culture Cosmo Show.
And the PCC Multiverse.
Catch our shows on Worldwide Radio 7 days a week and wherever you get your podcasts. Again, the Lakers did pull out the game with a mad fourth quarter comeback, 121-116. Sean, let's get you back in here for another observation. I want to hear your thoughts on the game. I mean, I don't want to go ahead and delve so much on the negative, but when you talk like Laker Tom says, when you pull out one quarter out of your hat, and you've got three that are just so dismal, it's just frustrating for Lakers fans.
It's extremely frustrating, Gerald. I mean, we gave up another 40-point quarter. I can't remember the last time I saw a Lakers team. Well, I can, actually. It was before LeBron was here. But the corrections, or lack thereof, is just it's confounding, Gerald. And like Tom said, maddening. That's a great word to use about it.
And I'm with me and Frank Vogel. I don't think Frank Vogel just forgot how to coach defense like yesterday.
No.
And I think a lot of
definitely
it's
not
that he has this time around.
Yeah, no.
Playing some wacky defenses, man. He's junked up the defenses.
He's trying everything.
Yeah,
but. You know, he's not David Copperfield. Nobody is with a group like this. You know what it feels like, Gerald? It feels like, have you ever crossed the street and a car is coming and you have a choice to make? You either go back or you start running. And that's what it feels like with this defense. It feels like it's a dog chasing cars. It doesn't know what it's supposed to do, even if it starts playing well, because all of a sudden a team will figure out what's been going on and adjust to Vogel's adjustments, and then all of a sudden we're losing, like Tom said, we're losing two or four quarters, three or four quarters. And you have to pull a rabbit out of your hat again in the fourth quarter against a terrible Detroit Pistons team. I don't want to hear, Cade Cunningham played well, and they're a scrappy bunch. The Lakers should have came into Detroit and just got out with the W. It shouldn't have been this tasking. And we're 9-9 now, so again, we're starting at some zero, and we'll see what happens. But the next 63 games, Gerald, here's the problem facing the Lakers right now, and it's just the God's honest truth. I believe the Suns are playing tomorrow night. If I'm not mistaken, they're going for their 12th straight win. So Phoenix is on a roll. The Warriors are on a roll. The Jazz are starting to hum now. Remember when we were predicting the Lakers would probably be a top three seed, Gerald? That's looking like it's out the window to me now. Yeah. At best, it's 50-50.
At best, it's 50-50 indeed. But you know what? To hear more about this in more detail, Laker Thomas got some articles coming up. Sean Grice will be back on the show for viewers out there on Facebook. I had Jamie Sweet on for a late night Lakers fast break. Hopefully I can send the audio to that this week. I'm thinking maybe Monday night. So we'll see about that. Although if you want to check out, go ahead and check it out now on video at YouTube and also on Facebook. But guys, it's been great talking to you both on this little abbreviated edition. But it is a win. It is a win and we'll take it. I want to go ahead and mention to everybody out there that, again, LakerHolics.com is the place to go for all the discussions on everything Lakers. Laker Tom is there, and he's constantly monitoring it. So if you got great comments to talk about, you can go ahead and shout it out today at LakerHolics.com, although Laker Tom's response may not be as kind. I will just let you know he will respond indeed. But Laker Tom, real quickly before we head on out, any thoughts on what you're working on for this week?
Well, it's interesting to see what happens with this game. I'm still worried about LeBron. It was good to see Anthony. It was good to see Anthony and Russ come through and play very well, I thought. We just got to see. We have to get healthy, and it's obviously going to be more of an uphill climb than I originally thought it was going to be. But, you know, I still think we have to make changes at the trade deadline that are going to be a big part of whether the team's going to repeat or not.
You know what? You and I, for once, we're on the same wavelength. Absolutely. But
in fact, the guy we played against tonight would be one of the targets that I think we should be pursuing too.
Who would, which one?
Jeremy Grant.
Jeremy Grant. I think he might cost you a little too much. We'll see. He'd cost you
THT, none, and
yeah, that's and yeah.
Probably no. Somebody else. But you know, it's the size thing. Did you see every time he's shooting those shots, it's
I know.
You've always got a 6'5" guy on him, you know?
Yeah. With the long arms for THT, it's
even with the long arms with THT, he is not blocking guys' shots. And these guys are just elevating over him and shooting.
Yeah.
All of the DeRozans, the Durants, the Kawhi Leonards, they'll all love that situation.
Well, before we head on out, just want to mention, if you have any questions for us at Lakers Fast Break, also as well, LakersFastBreak@yahoo.com. The next game that Laker Tom and I will be a part of for the post game will be on Tuesday night because they're headed to MSG and the New York Knicks.
Oh, that's right.
And the first game of a back-to-back Wednesday will be against Indiana, which will be of keen Laker Tom interest to check out Miles Turner. So he'll be scouting him on Wednesday. But Tuesday, please go ahead and check us out after the game because it is the Lakers versus the Knicks. But if you have any questions for us, at Lakers Fast Break on Twitter, at Laker Tom, LakerHolics.com, and of course, LakersFastBreak@yahoo.com. Once again, the Lakers did win. They squeaked it out with a tremendous 37-17 fourth quarter to squeak it out over the Detroit Pistons, 121-116. We will see if LeBron gets the suspension, did get ejected, where was some fighting involved with him and Isaiah Stewart. So we'll see what happens there. In regards to any suspensions or any cash being taken out of people's pockets, we'll see that coming up tomorrow, I'm sure. But the Lakers, 9-9, still in the thick of things at the back end of the playoff race. Hopefully they can start that climb back up. We'll see if it starts in the Garden on Tuesday night, and we'll be back here after the game to talk about it. Hopefully another win, 2 in a row. Let's go for 2 in a row. 2 in a row, I like that. But we'll see what happens this week right here at the Lakers Fast Break Podcast.